Welcome. Today I have the great honor of interviewing Ms. Maryam Sahar. She is a returning guest who has been featured on the NATO Association of Canada's Global Horizons program. Ms. Maryam Sahar was the first and only female interpreter for the Canadian and American military. The Civilian Military Cooperation Unit contacted her. This is where she was actively involved in working primarily with the Department of Women Affairs. Ms. Maryam Sahar is a dedicated and passionate leader of many community initiatives. She has devoted a lot of her time towards charitable organizations and work while making a significant difference in the community. Today I have the great honor of speaking with Ms. Sahar about the significance and the impact of the Afghan School Project. Thank you very much, Ms. Sahar, for joining us today. I'd like to begin by asking you the following question. As a dedicated and passionate leader of many community initiatives, I would like for you to discuss your experience in school, along with the significance and impact of the Afghan School Project.
Thank you very much, Magdalena, and it's a pleasure to be with you again on this program. I would like to start by saying that the Afghan School Project is a very important project and which aim is to educate women in Kandahar province. When I started getting education in Kandahar province, I started going to the school when I was 13 years old in 2007. So it really made a huge difference in my life, and it changed my life since then. It's the only institution in Kandahar province where women can go and get a better quality of education. It's a place of freedom for the Kandahar woman, and it has made a significant amount of progress in women's life. It's the only institution that attracted the bigger number of women in Kandahar province. It offers English courses, computer science courses, management courses, online courses in the state and as well as in Canada. So the education that we get at the Afghan Canadian Community Center, we basically cannot get or achieve that education in the primary school. So that's why a lot of people in Kandahar province are willing to go to other school and get the better quality of education. But unfortunately, sometimes to get a better quality of education in Kandahar province or entirely in Afghanistan, you need to pay for your tuition, which can, in situations like in Afghanistan right now, where the rights of women is not respected very well, and it's difficult for the people to accept women education. We have done better in recent years. You know, men and women are a little bit in a more moderate way, and they are trying to allow women's to get an education, but there's still a lot of problems in that country, and we still have this mentality of the people who views the education of a woman as the education of the dog. And most of the time, they are not interested in paying for women's tuition. So that's why when we have school like Afghan Canadian Community Centers who do not charge their women to pay a tuition, that makes it more flexible and more affordable for the Kandahar woman to go and get an education. But whereas the parents will be okay to pay for the boys' tuition. So right now, the campaign that I wanted to do is that this school is getting closed and running out of the fund, and it's the only institution that educate women or that mainly focuses on women's education. And to me, since I care about the rights of women, I care for the education for my country women, and they should be given the opportunity to get an education, because education is the main tool that's going to change the life of Afghan women. And I have seen the impact of the education. I have seen the impact of the school in my life. So I was very disappointed when I heard from the director of the school, Ehsanullah Ehsan, that the school is in a financial crisis and it might get closed soon. So I was very hurt by that, and I wanted to do something to help the school, at least for a while, you know, to keep it open. And I launched this campaign that's called Dare to Learn, and my goal is to raise $10,000, and that would provide scholarships for 25 women in Kandahar province for 1 year. But let me tell you that the issue is, or the problem is not 25 women in Kandahar province in that institution. It's the about 1,000 of women in that province, in that institution. If that institution gets closed, 1,000 of women will lose the opportunity of getting an education, will lose the opportunity of practicing their rights in that province, and then will lose the opportunity of practicing their rights. And I really don't want to see that, because it's going to be 2016 soon, and my country, Afghanistan, needs to be doing better in terms of women's rights. We need to progress. We need to move forward. We don't have to move backward, and it would be a significant loss for the international community reconstruction efforts. It would be a significant loss for women's rights, and it would be a significant loss for the Kandahar community if this school gets closed. And I hope that the Canadian people, they supported us in the last 10 years, and we have made a huge difference. We have achieved a lot of progress in terms of women's rights, and I hope that they will not leave us right now in the middle way, and they will keep supporting our school, particularly the Canadian government, to whom the school has submitted a proposal under the empowerment program that Canada spends million of dollars in Afghanistan, just to make sure that the Afghan, to empower Afghan women. And this school in Kandahar province, not only in Kandahar province, but in entire southern region of the country, it's the only place that empowers women, and it's the only place that provides an environment that's more acceptable to the Afghan people. And it's the only place that educates a lot of women in that region. So I see the closure of ACC a big loss for a lot of things. I really don't want that school to get closed. So I hope that people will donate to our campaign through the Afghan school.org. The link is there. And I hope that they will write to their MPs. We have the sample of the letter just to make it easier for them. They write to their MPs and ask for support to our proposal. That would be really generous, and I would be forever grateful if they help us in keeping that school open, because eventually it's going to be the education who's going to change the life of Afghan women.
Ms. Sahar, I thank you very much for providing our listeners today with an opportunity to learn more about how they can become involved in this project. As you mentioned, the Afghan School Project is crucial to the success of women. This project provides, this is a school that provides women with accessibility to education. And oftentimes without that education, the woman will suffer. So it's essential for people to donate. As you mentioned, you can go on the site. To all of the listeners, I encourage you to go on the Afghan School Project, and please be generous with your money. The school will be shut down without the funds. It is essential for people to donate as much as possible. The Afghan School Project provides training in English and communication, along with a well-rounded education in technology, business management. English and communication are essential for the success of these women. And in order for these women to be able to provide and to be able to live a life where they have accessibility to obtaining this education, it's essential for the Afghan School Project to receive these funds. Ms. Sahar, you mentioned that the Canadian government can be more involved in this initiative, and oftentimes the government can be very influential in making a difference. There are funds, there are resources, and accessibility should be made for every woman to have the right and to have the accessibility to obtain an education. Ms. Sahar, how can the Canadian government be more involved? What can the Canadian government do next in order to ensure that the Afghan school project remains alive and that these women have the accessibility to obtain the education that they highly value and are able to continue being educated as time progresses?
I'm really grateful toward the Canadian people as well as their government, what they have done in Afghanistan for the last 10 years. They have helped us a lot, but still we need their help, and we won't be able to achieve these great successes without the support of international community and without the support of my country, Canada. The government can get involved in funding our school, because the school already submitted a proposal for them under the program of empowerment of Afghan women. And this school does empower Afghan women, and Canada do spend a lot of money, more than $30 million in coming 5 years on women's empowerment in Afghanistan. And I truly care about this money, because I want the money that goes to the places should give the best result. It's not easy all the time to have a lot of money and keep giving it to other countries. The world is very tight right now on the money. So since Canada is going to be spending over $30 million in Afghanistan on women's empowerment, I want to see the result of that money. And the result of that money can be seen at the Afghan Canadian Community Center, because I come from that school. I learned about my rights in that institution. I learned my English language, my computer skills, my management skill in that school, and I have no doubt that the Afghan Canadian Community Center will be producing the future leaders for Kandahar province and for the country. And it's the only institution that have empowered the Afghan women, and right now they're involved in a lot of governmental and non-governmental places. They are involved in political positions. They are working for international organizations. And let me give you an example of my personal experiences, that before 2009, the Canadians did not have a female interpreter at all. And I started going to this school in 2007. And I went to school for almost 3 years to learn English and my computer there. And when I graduated in 2009, I became the only and the first female interpreter for the Canadian Armed Forces. So that type of job I wouldn't have done if I haven't gone to the Afghan Canadian Community Center. And the another example that I can provide to you is in the provincial council election. We did not have a lot of women in 2004 and 2009 elections. But right now, when the elections were held in 2014, a lot of the members of the provincial council in Kandahar province are women. So that shows you, when these institutions educate women, they go out and they get involved in the community. They're not sitting at home. They're not giving up. They're using their education to make a difference, to change the life of the Kandahar residents. And more importantly, they are passionate about what they're doing, and they want to change the life for the Afghan women, especially for the women of Kandahar. And I see that that's going to be the way that Afghanistan is going to progress in terms of women's rights.
Certainly. Ms. Sahar, thank you again very much for your time. I really greatly appreciate you educating people about the Afghan School Project. As time progresses, I do hope and I do believe that with the contributions of everyone listening and of everyone who's involved in this project, I do believe that the school will continue to prosper. And I do hope that the Afghan School Project will continue to provide the education to these women. As you mentioned, the school is committed to the empowerment of women. And without an education, these women will not be able to become involved in government, as government officials, diplomats, influential leaders. So in order for these women to be able to be successful, an education is required. So I greatly appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to complete this interview. And I do encourage everyone listening today to contribute to the Afghan School Project. I will include a link of the site for contributions where you can make donations directly to the school. And I do encourage to those who are also listening to tell all of your friends, your family members, your colleagues in the workplace about the Afghan School Project. And I do hope that we can all be committed towards making a difference and making a difference in the empowerment of the lives of these women who then go on to make a significant difference in their community. Thank you very much, Ms. Sahar.
It was my pleasure to be with you again. Thank you.
Thank you very much.